Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So today, I'm going to talk about something that I'm sure most of my listeners at this point have even forgotten it existed. And that is Yahoo Groups. Now, excuse me. Yahoo Groups, I was a user of for the longest time. I was part of a Tunnels and Trolls community. I was part of a Dragon Star community. And I would get occasional updates in my email. You could go to the group and people could upload files and shit. Well, just like Google threw in the towel on its social media, Google Plus, Google Groups, which have been around, I think, since almost the turn of the century, 2000, 2001, it's going to, well, here, I'm going to read from CNN because it's the CNN update is what it is. But Yahoo Groups is slowly winding down functionality, the company said Wednesday. Users will no longer be able to upload content on a site starting October 28th. Initially, they had said October 21st, but sometime today, it was revised to the 28th. I guess they got a lot of pushback from the handful of people who have uploaded content. It's like, oh, yeah, you guys have a week. Congratulations. No more content can be uploaded starting October 28th. December 14th, I'm guessing the official notice was probably December 14th, October 14th, October 15th. So it's roughly 60 days. On December 14th, all content will be permanently removed. Anyone still using the platform has until then to save anything they've uploaded before it disappears. While Yahoo's original post at the end date for uploading content would be the 21st, Yahoo reps it on Thursday, the correct date is the 28th. Yahoo Groups, a combination of a mailing list and an internet forum, launched in 2001. The site will still exist if the content is removed, but all public groups will become private or restricted. New group members will have to be invited by an admin or request an invite. Admins will still be able to manage different group settings, but some functions will be limited. After October 28th, users will only be able to share information with members of their groups via email. So, in apparently, too, the way it is, Google's telling you, hey, yeah, you have until mid-December to download your uploads or your content or whatever. But apparently, there's no easy way to do so. You got to do it file by file. That's what I've read. Like I said, I was a user of Yahoo Groups. I mostly did it because I was getting, Tunnels and Trolls stuff, Dragon Star. I think that's the right name for it. That was at early 3E, 3.0 third-party setting book. It was really good shit. I really enjoyed that. Almost made me want to play third edition. But I digress. So, yeah, it is coming down now. I wish I had looked this up earlier when Google Plus shut down, because I know the whole thing was, oh, no, we got to go to MeWe or Facebook. And MeWe isn't the bad choice. Don't get me wrong. And MeWe actually, kind of gives a little shit. However, lifehacker.com has an article to how you could drop Google and Facebook groups, and in this case, Yahoo groups, right? And move your stuff to another platform. And that platform is groups.io. It's free. No advertising. And it doesn't monetize your groups data. All right. They're not mining you for that. Now, yes, it's what they call a freemium product, I guess. So if you want more features, you got to pay for it. storage space is limited to 1 gig for whatever his files and pictures are uploaded. But it's free, right? Now, not only is it free, but where the hell is it here? Oh, migrating from Google or Yahoo is easy. Well, this article is from 2018. Google wasn't dead yet when it comes to social media, but it is now. But you can import Yahoo groups to groups.io. They say the entire process takes about a day or so at most for Yahoo groups. It will also capture all of your group's messages, but not attachments, and import them into the new groups.io group. So if you do have an active Yahoo group, and from what I can see, there probably aren't too many active Yahoo groups at this point. Like I said, I to be honest, I probably haven't logged into my Yahoo email in well over a year. But this is a way, if you have an active group on Yahoo, that you can migrate to groups.io, and you will be able to pretty much keep that community together, which would have been a nice option when Google Plus went down, right? Just a thought. So, if you actually do use Yahoo Groups, and I'm not saying like you use it more than I do, where I have like a dormant, dead account, but if you actually are using it, listen, you can leave a message, tell us what you liked about Yahoo Groups, why it was important to you, and if groups.io will be a viable alternative for you. Because not everybody wants to go to Facebook these days. You know, Facebook makes this money off of you and me and everybody else that uses it. The problem is, everybody uses it. So therefore, if you want to be participating in social media, you gotta be on it. I hate to say it. And listen, MeWe is a nice alternative, not as robust as Facebook. A little bit less censorship, I guess, but that's pro and con, right? So, in any case, that's the news for today. It's all over the media. I even saw it mentioned on my 12 o'clock news, local Channel 7 WABC, earlier today when I was having my lunch. I was like, huh, I guess it is big news. Like I said, looks like the different companies out there that are in charge of social media or host social media, the ones that aren't making a profit off that social media, Google got what it needed and it was no longer going to invest in it. Yahoo hadn't invested in Yahoo Groups forever. Or cutting out the dead weight. But yeah, give us your thoughts, man. I'll put it up. I really do. Every voicemail, I think I missed one or two, but pretty much every voicemail goes up. Oh, that's right. I gotta go back and finish watching that documentary, the Blackmore documentary. I got voicemails from that going back like a month and a half. Shit. All right, well, like I said, they do all get up at some point. All right, folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.